Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 20th of November. The US Federal Reserve minutes offered some excitement, and it's not often that an economist gets to say those words. Many officials were reported to be against a cut at the upcoming December meeting. The Fed will have very little new economic information before the December meeting, because of the US government shutdown. And critically, some of the employment data will not be available. That offers perhaps less scope for the Fed consensus to shift in the coming days. Data is starting to be released, but figures like the September employment report were always quite distorted. The October employment report is forever lost to civilization because there was no one there to ask the required questions. And the November and December data will come after the Fed meets. US President Trump has continued to be critical of the failure of the Federal Reserve to cut rates and suggested firing US Treasury Secretary Bessent if rates were not cut. That has been taken to be a joke. The US September employment report data is due out today, and of course it's quite old news. This data was properly collected before the government shutdown. But the seasonal adjustment process around September employment data has been a bit questionable in recent years. There is a fairly wide range of estimates around the payrolls number, although almost all surveyed economists are arguing for an increase in payrolls back in September. Average earnings are seen as holding a fairly steady pace of growth. Since tariffs were introduced in April, consumers have had to cut back on savings in order to pay for higher prices. But earnings growth has allowed some growth in consumption too. Given everything, today's data release is perhaps overshadowed by the latest initial jobless claims data, which could attract more attention from the markets as being a more timely indicator of the health of the labour market. German producer price inflation for October is not something that necessarily grips the financial market's attention, but the numbers came in a fraction weaker than expected after revisions. German producer prices are in deflation territory, largely because of energy price declines, but non-durable goods do seem to have had some price weakening too. There are some business sentiment surveys offering a background drone of irrelevance in the financial markets. The UK's CBI trends data and the Kansas City Fed manufacturing poll. There's also the normal noise from central bank speakers. The Fed speakers perhaps getting a little bit more attention with the heightened speculation about the path of policy. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.